From IPM News, I'm Kimberly Schofield. This is Morning Edition. Good morning. It is Thursday, July 24th at 8:56, and we have Ellen Dearden on the line to talk about the opening market. Good morning, Ellen.
Well, good morning to you, Kimberly. And grain futures are a little bit firmer this morning. We're not seeing any big movement, although trade issues are certainly on the forefront. There's been an awful lot of talk that the EU and the U.S. will come to terms this the end of this week or into the weekend, and with similar terms to Japan, that put a deal together with a 25% tariff. So that's kind of underpinning the grain markets here. China did buy 135,000 metric tons of corn overnight, and Unknown Destinations bought a 284,196 metric tons of corn that was split between old and new crop. We are seeing improvement in crush margins. That's positive on the bean side of things. And on the wheat, we're still talking about what the spring wheat crop looks like. Certainly, the tour results from a two-day wheat quality tour have been just a hair worse than a year ago. Right now, we see September corn futures at 401, up 2.5 cents. December at 420 even, up 2.5. And also March at 437.5, up 2.75. On the bean side of things, we've got the November beans at 10.24 1/4. That's up 1.5 cents. And January's at 10.42 is up 1.5 cents. On the meal side of futures, we've been higher and lower this week. Choppy, choppy, choppy action. Right now, we see the meal futures $1.70 higher in the nearby issues. On the bean oil, we're just a hair lower there. Certainly, we haven't had any huge positive news about using biodiesel again, and crude futures have been down. Wheat. Market in Chicago, September at 543, up 2.5. December at 563.25, up 2 cents. On the livestock markets, we do have cattle on feed and the big cattle inventory report coming out Friday afternoon. We'll see positioning ahead of that report. Funds are still adding to long futures in the live cattle futures. Just amazing. Right now, we see the August cattle at $225.75, down $1.27. We've got the December's at $222.92, down 90 cents. On the feeder cattle, August feeders at $328.75, down $2.77, and October's at $328.70, down $1.95. On the hogs, been mixed this week. We're a little bit on the soft side this morning, with the August hogs at $100.108.27, down 27 cents, and the OCC at $90.72, down 17. Outside markets aren't offering a lot of support. We see the crude oil futures up 66 cents right now at 65.91. We've got the metals markets on the lower side of things, down again today. And the dollar index is just a hair higher at 97.04. That's up 0.09.